your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
What's up, good people? To those of you listening, wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Yeah. I hate it, can't stop me, man.
Yeah, they hate to see you shine. Yeah, I see you talking shit online. Yeah, today I got some time. Why are all you haters ugly? Huh? Why you always broken, hella dusty? How you got so much to say, but you never ever pay? Maybe you should shut the fuck up. You ain't bout shit, but you hating on the come up. Yeah, you so lame and your mama lame too. Why I said that shit? Oh, that raised you. Damn shame. When they hating on you, they don't even know your name. Sad. Why you so mad? Cause it won't be you so bad. Hating on success, probably why you never get it. Focus on yourself and get the fuck up on my business. You see competition, but I see motivation. I ain't got no limits. That's probably why you're hating. Damn, you should just hate on yourself.
With the chops, I ain't talking about Serato. Clock it, 24H, got a mortgage in a shoebox stashed in my base.
And you know what I'm saying? I get paid like 3-4 ways. It's my mind state, I'm on it all day. I got a condo in a shoebox stashed in the basement. I'm golden, green means go. I used to put it on the road and go back and forth with it. I'm full grown and I'm in my zone. And every 2 or 3 months I dash 2 or 3 phones. Hop, holla at B, hit the speedboat. White girl, make a best friend. Out here the boys keep like 6. Touch ground like no less 6 rounds. Put it in the air, if you want it, I got it. So let's be clear, I know OGs, I get them OG. And I'm clocking, that's why they know me.
Clocking, you know what I'm doing. Watching my watch like you don't know what I'm doing. Girl with the chops, I ain't talking about Serato. And I ain't by this fattest car working at McDonald's. Clocking, 24H, got a mortgage in a shoebox stashed in my face. I don't give a f- you can see it on my face. Young, clocking at a Lambo pace. We clocking,
I'm putting in that work. If I'm out of shoot, I'm blowing on that plotter of my words. I'm going up a skirt, cause when you getting money, I'm on the flirt. We clocking, good phone to the bad phone. Early in the morning, gotta cut them both phone. Cause I'm trying to put on for my city.
Yes, we're back. It is another Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominic Ferguson. I'm here in studios with
Renee Jordan.
And just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we have a guest back in studios with us who hasn't been on for a while. It's been a few years since we last saw him. You used to go by MCD Solo. Do you just go by Solo now?
I still both, actually. Well, everyone that knows me personally just calls me Solo. MCD Solo is a lot for, like, people who don't know me. It's easier to find online. It's just, like, Montreal's Solo. Because, you know, every city has at least 10 Solo artists named Solo, written different ways. So, me, I'm just Montreal's Solo. Well, so, yeah. But anyway, I knows me personally, calls me Solo. Or you could call me Khalil, too. I'm not mad at my actual real name.
Okay. Well, actually, that's the first time I've heard your real name since the time that we met, like, 10 years ago. So
trust me, right?
Yeah. That goes to show that, you know, when you have a pseudonym, it really sticks.
There you go.
So welcome back. Welcome back. It's been a minute since you last been in studios with us. So just to recap, because, well, first of all, how are you doing in all of this? Because we are still COVID-ed out right now.
I am still adjusting. Like, well, I'm actually an introvert, so, like, I've always been on quarantine without having to
be
quarantined.
So you're perfectly comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. It's just really when I go outside and I see just the atmosphere and the vibes of people and masks, and that still throws me for a loop. But other than that, I've been pretty comfortable, but also I haven't been able to record. My studio hasn't been open it's hopefully going to be open in October, but I haven't recorded in months, so that part is really annoying.
So what have you been doing to keep your talent fresh?
I write a lot. I listen to instrumentals a lot. That's like every day. I have a dog, so I have to walk him every day, and every day I'm listening to beats constantly. I'm writing songs constantly. When I do go to the studio, I'll be ready for sure. I can lock in and I'll be able to do like 4 or 5 songs in one session when I do go. But it's only when I do go.
Right. So basically, you're still beating on your craft. You're still like massaging your craft so that when the opportunity presents itself, you'll be able to take advantage of the studio time and maybe even put more into the studio time than you normally would have, because now you have more free time to work on it and rehearse it and refine it
before
going into studio. So tell us a little bit about how you got here, because before you were MCD Solo, you were Khalil. So tell us a little bit about your trajectory. I know that you're Caribbean descended. So tell us a little bit about you.
Coming up, I've always been a really quiet, reserved, like real quiet shy kid. My brother, I don't know, a lot of people know him in the city, he's Pharoah Freeman. He's the complete opposite of me. He's pretty loud, pretty out there. And us as a duo, we've always worked out where I would show him, he would hear me do, I would rap for him and just personally in the house, but he'd be like, you need to get this out here. And I'm like, no, I'm okay just doing it for the house. But he really started pushing me to get it out there. And then I really started taking it more and more serious. And that's pretty much how the career started out. I do little battles in the West Island. I'm from the West Island, if anybody doesn't know that. So I do battles in the West Island. But before, actually, we'll rewind, before I was even rapping, I was a DJ. My DJ name was Sick With It Sounds. And I always had a serious love for music, but I found that the rappers got more attention. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to transition. I was actually good at rap, and people would come to my show, to my parties, and battle me after the party. I would have like a lineup of people who wanted to battle, and I would always win. And I just got good at it, and from there, I really started taking it more serious.
So when like when you DJ at a party? Or a party that you were organizing?
Both. I would. There was a spot in the West Island called Obsessions, and I was the DJ and the host. So we'd make the party. It was me and my cousin and I. We would set it up, and then I was the DJ for it. So we did that for a while. I had arenas. I was doing a lot of things in the West Island just to keep the youth kind of entertained. I was a youth myself, so it was good for us. And then at the end of my shows, we would have like battles with different MCs in the area.
And you mentioned arenas.
That really got my confidence going.
You mentioned arenas. Sorry? You mean like sports arenas, or you mean like in a boxing ring or something like that?
Like sports arenas, but just in our area, not like
How does an introvert sort of push himself from being behind the scenes to DJing, and then from moving from DJing onto a stage, or even battling people? How do you push yourself through that?
Honestly, it's a lot. It's a lot of mental strain. Like, because even before, when I was on tour and we do like any show I do, I would have a borderline panic attack, nervous breakdown before it happened. But I would always tell myself, like, it doesn't make sense to feel this way. Like, it doesn't make sense to have so much anxiety. And it was just a matter of conquering it. I just don't like the fact that I get that way. So it was just a matter of conquering it, and just wanting to be, because I always find that, like, God always puts, like, your biggest talent on the other side of your biggest fear. So it's like, my biggest fear is being in front of people, but I actually have a talent to really write these records. So I was like, okay, I have to overcome this to get to where I need to go. So it's really, even all till this day, even doing these interviews, I really have to mentally prepare myself from like the day before and just get myself ready to do it, because it's a lot of anxiety, but I also know that it's something I'm creating in my own head, so I have to conquer it. And now I have a son, so it's really important for me to show him that I have to conquer these things, that, like, you can't be scared. If you have a talent, you have something that you want to do, you have to do it. So that's what got me to come back out. Actually, I had my son last year, and now I'm
welcome to fatherhood.
Another point to prove. Thank you. I know you're in there too, right?
Red, I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to win it. Yeah.
You know.
How has that experience kind of shaped the way you look at your art now and all of that? Becoming a father.
It really just makes me more conscious of what I'm saying. Because I understand that youths, like, as much as us as artists, we want to hold our artistic expression and just do what we want, and then, like, we don't want to be responsible for other people's children and things like that, we still have a responsibility. So I realized that even with my son, just him watching me do things, he doesn't even hear me say, like, he may not understand what I'm saying, but if it looks cool to him, he'll mimic it.
Yeah.
So if you put that on, like, a bigger scale, I'm doing random things where a lot of kids could see me, they're going to mimic it. So I'm just trying to now make my message, even if it comes off like hardcore hip-hop when you listen to it, but when you break it down, the message is always positive in it. So I just try to really make sure that my message is positive, that my vibe is positive. I cut out violence out of all my records. It's just, nobody needs to be killed on my songs. So it's just really, I keep it all positive, and just that the energy is better. Because I have to play the songs for him in the morning, and, like, you don't want to play songs, and you're like, oh, you can't hear this one. Oh, yeah. You can't hear this one for your own child. And it's like, So
you had mentioned that you did a lot of work with the youth, and we met, like, I would say between 8 to 10 years ago. We were in the EMSB. Oh my God, I don't remember where. But it was far. It was outside of Montreal.
I think it could have been Cowansville.
Cowansville, that's it. It was like we were doing multiple concerts. You guys had brought me on as a host, and we did like 4 or 5 concerts for these youth. And like, tell us a little bit about that, because that's kind of something a bit different for an artist to be doing, because it involved motivational speaking, performance, and other things. So tell us a little bit about that.
That, again, it was really my brother who put the battery in my back. My original high school, Mac High from St. Anne de Bellevue, they called me to do a show once, like, just because they heard I rap. So I was like, all right, cool, I'll come do the show. I told my brother to come with me. And when I did the show, they asked me just to talk to the kids a little bit. I didn't have much to say at the time. I was like, all right. So I gave them a little speech on just the positivities of life. I was talking about, at the time, there was something happening in Darfur. So I was talking about that, and then I performed. And my brother was just like, he just noticed the reaction, like the kids, the fact that I wasn't that much older than them, they're more receptive. So he's like, you know what, we should try this again. And then when I did it at another school, and like, again, it's kind of like when I had having my kid, I just started realizing the power in what we were doing. I was like, oh, this is more before I just wanted to rap for rap's sake and just say words and just, you know, shock value. But now I'm like, no, you can actually affect change with this music. You can actually, you know, you could give out a positive message and change someone's day depending on the record.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it really helped me just to, again, establish where I am now, where it's just like positive energy is really the wave. Like, you don't have to be, I don't want to say corny, but you don't have to come off as like a serious backpacker. There's other ways to do it, but just always try to get a positive message out. That's really what I got from the schools. It was really, as we were saying earlier, as an introvert, like every show I had borderline breakdowns. I was in the back. People had to leave me alone because I was crazy nervous. The bubble guts, every single show. And we used to do a lot of shows.
Poor you.
Man, yeah. Yeah, it was, but I just always was like, okay, once I'm out there, you're out there, you have no choice but to just go, you know? And so, yeah, it really propelled me and showed me how to control a crowd, how to speak to crowds, how to interact, how to make music that interacts with them, you know, get them to clap, get them to do, you know, it built me as a performer.
Did you perform when you were in high school?
Nope. In high school, I was really the guy that just wrote all the rhymes. I had a book of rhymes, but no one ever heard them. I just kept them to myself. I really wasn't big on being the front man.
So what was that like going back to your high school, being the front man and maybe even performing in front of some of your old teachers?
It was fun. It helped the spark that I was like, okay, I think this is what I want to do, because it's just the love that I was receiving. And at the time, I was still trying to figure out, I'm not like an athlete, and you know, like every other black person, I'm not good in basketball, I'm not good in a lot of those things. So I was like, you know, I was really looking for my thing. And once I started getting the recognition for it, I was like, okay, I think this is it. And it was really a lot of positive feedback. Teachers were like, I knew you could do this. And because I was always good in English class too. So it was like, it was great, honestly. Because it's teachers that, you know, used to see me running around doing stupidness, and now they're like, okay, we could see that you have a talent for this, and everyone's been telling me to just keep going with it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And so you said that the message in your music has changed over time, and since the birth of your son, it has really become more meaningful. Now you have this new track. Could you tell us a little bit about it and what it is that you wanted to relate?
Well, Slow Wine is just, well, I have a whole new album. It's called okay. City to the World. But Slow Wine right now is the big single that's taken off. And that the message in that one is just really, it's just a good vibe song. It's there's nothing to go get out of it, really. It's just I collabed with someone from Trinidad. I just really want to bring out Trini vibes and good vibes and just a good party energy. Something that my mom could listen to be honest, because before that, all the other records, my mom was like, nah, I can't rock with this. But this was one that I was like, okay, I got this. This is it. So I brought the Caribbean feel to it, and it's just really just to have a good time. It's like the verse is explaining to girls that, like, if you want to wine out and have a good time, you deserve it. Do it. You don't have to think about nothing. You don't have to worry about nobody. Have a good time. That's really what that song's about.
I think one of the things that I appreciate about the video is the variety of girls that you put in there. You didn't go for the typical girl. I know colorism is a big thing when it comes to making music videos. There's been like a typecast that it, like, what will be the girl, the it girl for the year, and everybody sort of just goes along the same length, whereas, you know, you have the girl with dreads, you have the girl with her fro, you got everything going on in the video. So I really appreciate all of that in
awesome. And we were consciously like, we hope that gets received, that we really, a lot of girls, most of them were had their hair natural too. We just really tried to get like just the vibers, like, and this is real, these are real people, this is the energy, you know, like, because yeah, we are very aware of all the colorism that does happen, and I'm not here to try to support that or push it.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are speaking to M City Solo, Montreal Solo, Solo for if you're close. He is a local Montreal artist who just became a father. Congratulations once again. and also just releasing a new album and has a track on the air. We do have to take a quick break. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah.
Down the wrong, can't nobody say you own them. Girl, you handled all that pressure and turn it into diamonds. Yeah, see you, baby, see you shining. I swear that you've been glowing. I can see you glowing. Got it down the wrong, can't nobody say you own them. Girl, you handled all that pressure and turn it into diamonds. Yeah, see you, baby, see you shining. I swear that you've been
glowing. Shouts to the ones that go hard. You know them hood girls with more class than school boards. You from any scar that you got from these snakes? Bitter with it, you just learn from your mistakes. Okay, girl, you always working. See you on your grind. Still be making time to be your chef, stay so fine. Got your own coin, all that stunting talk ignoring. Coming in the leg, good sense. So she'll hit you with the neck, to the left, on some grown shit. She don't need no man, she got her own shit. Yeah, she own shit. She ain't playing with you boys. Said that if she crying, that better be for joy. Type of confidence make her weak. Shook. A real one, see that that's a good look. Type you build with, wanna chill with, have some kids with, on some real shit. You been glowing, yeah, I can see you glowing. Got it down the wrong, can't nobody say you own them. Girl, you handled all that pressure and turn it into diamonds. Yeah, see you, baby, see you shining. I swear that you been glowing, I can see you glowing. Got it down the wrong, can't nobody say you own them. Girl, you handled all that pressure and turn it into diamonds. See you, baby, see you shining. Look, I swear that you've been. Shouts to the ones that get it in. Go to school, go to work, go home and raise the kids. And think of Sniffer-Terry's, I mean, you some real queens. Phenomenal woman, Maya Angelou kings. So much style and grace, big would approve. A homebody when you out, killing it too. It's like you fresh up off that runway. Runway, runway, runway. Tell her where's mine, he can runway, runway, runway. No one calling out a name. Games, sleuthing never that. She never took that lane. Pretty gang, pretty gang. Whole team is insane. They're closer than the Wayans. Disrespect, you catching flames. Type of thing, make a weak shook. Take a real one, see that that's a good look. Type you build with, wanna chill with, have some kids with, on some real shit. You been glowing, yeah, I can see you glowing. Got it down the wrong, can't nobody say you own them. Girl, you handled all that pressure and turn it into diamonds. See you, baby, see you shining. I swear that you've been glowing. I can see you glowing. Got it down the wrong, can't nobody say you own them. Girl, you handled all that pressure and turn it into diamonds. Yeah, see you, baby, see you shining. I swear that you've been glowing.
How you mean? Big money with my team, yeah.
Fresh and clean.
Outcast, we so fresh and clean, yeah.
Getting it in.
We just get it in, yeah.
Yeah.
Ever do is get did it.
Big money with my team, yeah.
Fresh and clean.
Outcast, we so fresh and clean, yeah.
Getting it in.
We just get it in, yeah.
All we ever do is get did it.
Took my money out of box, then I put it in some stocks. Now I like to watch it dance. Nothing like a money dance. Invest. Healing in my own rest out. You was where we claiming sex. The way we talk about crypto. I talk about wealth. I talk about money. What the hell? You fucking with me? Yeah, that's bad for your health. Yeah, we from the same place, but we ain't about the same things. See my flow just blacking out, like it's on that Beijing.
How you mean?
Big money with my team, yeah.
Fresh and clean.
Outcast, we so fresh and clean, yeah.
Getting it in.
We just get it in, yeah.
All we ever do is get did it.
Big money with my team, yeah.
Fresh and clean.
Outcast, we so fresh and clean, yeah.
Getting it in.
We just get it in, yeah.
All we ever do is get did it.
You thought we would crash. Now we swerving on that air. Mashing on the gas.
200 on the dash, swerving, gone. Doing shit that we shouldn't, doing shit that you couldn't. Pushing it, got no limits, no limit, Master P. Shorty is a masterpiece, and she wanna roll with me. I be on that OTB. Shout out to my Truey, how my really do it. All these movements really moving, talking money, speaking fluent. Yeah, we getting it. Yeah, we getting it. Money, paid. Whoa. Harry, day. Yeah.
How you mean?
Big money with my team, yeah.
Fresh and clean.
Outcast, we so fresh and clean, yeah.
Getting it in.
We just get it in, yeah.
Yeah.
All we ever do is get did it.
Big money with my team, yeah.
Fresh and clean.
Outcast, we so fresh and clean, yeah.
We are back. It is still Tuesday evening, and you are still locked to CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to Soul Perspectives. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I'm in studios with
Renee Jordan.
And we have on the air with us M-City Solo Montreal. Solo, if you're close.
That might be my intro.
Hey, you could run with it. 10% royalties, my friend. 10% royalties.
All right.
I accept all money sent my way. He's released a new track. He's a hip-hop artist here in Montreal. He's done motivational speaking at schools, toured quite a bit. And the latest track, Slow Wine, that came out. So we were talking during the break, and your latest track has a bit of more Caribbean vibe. And I'm interested, like, have you transitioned from hip-hop to have a more of a Caribbean flavor? What's going on there? What motivated that?
I didn't transition. I'm still keeping my base hip-hop. I wouldn't say I transitioned, because before I actually tried to do a complete transition of sounds, and I kind of got lost in the sauce. So I had to bring myself back to my base, which is hip-hop. But I like to fuse with different sounds. Actually, on the album, there's another song, a Spanish record, with the guy Billy the Diamond from Guatemala. But what I like to fuse is, because if you're from Montreal, especially, I find we should fuse our music. I find that our cultures here are so diverse and so mixed up, and in a good way. And I really find that, like, no one here is just one thing. And I find that the sound from Montreal is really it's good to mix it up with different cultures and different sounds. And that's really what I tried to do that in my first album, and I just tried too many sounds. And I realized that I'm Trini. Like, I'm Trini. My bass is Trini. I know Trini vibes, so I stuck to what I know. Although I know hip-hop, I know Trini vibes as well. I know Soca, I know Calypso. So it's like, okay, it wasn't that far of a leap. And the artists I work with, where we're cool as well, where I actually know I'm on a real level as well. So it's just like, okay, we could do this. The beat wasn't too Soca. It was kind of dance, EDM-ish, Afrobeat-ish. And so I was just like, okay, you know what? But Soca, Afrobeat, hip-hop, we could combine this and make this a Montreal anthem. And everybody from the city has been rocking with it, so I think I'm onto something.
Okay. Nice.
I have a few more coming.
And the artist from Guatemala, did you meet him there? Did you meet him here? Is he a Montrealer?
He's from Guatemala. His name's Billy the Diamond. He actually just heard one of my records, mm-hmm. and he hit me up on a DM on Instagram. And we were going back and forth. I recorded a verse for a song that he's doing, and then he was telling me how much he enjoyed my song, and I was like, okay, maybe you could do the remix. And I sent him the files for it, and he knocked it out the park and sent it back to me. And he's pretty big out there, actually, but you never know who's watching. That's the message to everybody.
Yeah,
always put out your music, put your best foot forward. You never know who's paying attention.
So you met him on Instagram?
On Instagram. He has like 500,000 followers. I have like 1,000. And he hit me up.
And he saw something in you. That's cool.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, let's do this. And yeah, the song came out really well.
Has your number of followers grown since?
Yeah. Well, since I dropped this album, everything has increased a lot, to be honest. Because I'm an old foot. Like, I've been in the game for a long time, so I was kind of out the mix, and I've just been putting out things here and there, and like I get like 1,000 views, 1,000 hits sometimes. Last year in total, I think I had 1,000 streams with all my records in total, and I dropped this one, and we have, right now we're at 26,000,
wow.
And it just keeps climbing. Yeah, and that's, for me, it's like, wow, because I really just did it for my day ones that hit me up in the street, like, cool, you don't do music no more, you don't have something else, I'll put something together. And yeah, it's really, it's playing in all kinds of countries, it's getting more spins in America than it is here, and that's never happened to me before. So yeah, it's
do you
really,
do you think the pandemic has sort of focused people's attention more to the streaming aspect and more to the online music and really looking for things on Instagram, and that's sort of what has caused this new surge in popularity?
That's possible. I didn't actually think about that, but it's very possible, because yeah, there's a lot more of a concentrated energy on the internet versus like everywhere else. So yeah, I think that really is a good point. It's very possible that everyone's home, so it's like, hey, let's test
what's
out
happened,
what's really
what's
going
on out there. Yeah,
exactly, because usually, you know, you're on the go, you don't really have time to stop and discover new music, but if you're home, different. Like, all right, I can hear this.
So what are some of the things that you've learned along the way? Like, if you know, like, an artist that's coming up right now, what would you tell them, you know, is key, or what would you tell them are some of the mistakes that you made that you might want to avoid?
One thing is really find your sound. Although the world seems that, like, you know, you just need to follow this cookie-cut print of whatever everyone else is doing, I still think finding your sound is very crucial. Why, like, Tupac still, we still play his music, still play Biggie's music, still play everybody's, because they had the sound that you can only hear from them. So I find that that's very important. Find your sound and know the business. I wish I knew the business beforehand. A lot of things I was just putting out. Everybody tries to just put out just to be seen, just to be heard. But, like, you're not even trying to get placements on movies or try to get placements on TV shows. Your music couldn't make money. It's supposed to make money for you, and you're supposed to get a return so you could keep on making it. But a lot of us are just putting out, and just hoping. But, like, learn the business. Learn the other ways of making money in the business so you don't have to sacrifice your art to make it. Because, I was doing that for a second where I was just trying to chase sounds, see what was hot, see what was popping, and I was just trying to follow whatever. And when you chase sounds, you're always behind. So I was just always trying to, okay, everyone's doing pop songs, let me try to do a pop song now. Okay, let me try. And then you just lose yourself, and you lose your core fan base. So, like, you really have to learn your sound, know who you are, and stick to it, and believe in yourself. As cliche as that sounds, but believing in yourself is really big, because there's a time where your close friends, family aren't sharing your music, or you know, there's people around you that you really expect to push you or support you, and they're not going to. And you have to believe in yourself. If you don't, then you're gonna really, you know, then you feel it.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing that for people to take as a pearl is really, you know, initially your family is there to support you, but they may not generally be into what you're into. So it's, you know, really finding those people that are into what you're into and providing something for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you start feeling, you know, you start getting in your feelings, and you start doubting yourself. Like, am I even nice? Like, if my own cousin ain't pushing my stuff, am I even? Like, you know, or my friend ain't pushing, but they have their own reasons, their own lives, that you just gotta know that you believe in your product.
Yeah. You know, quickly, you mentioned about getting to know the business, and I recently had a conversation with my niece, my goddaughter, and she's a visual artist, and I was talking to her, and she said, "Well, I really don't want to go to school for it," and I said, "Okay, cool, that's all right," but I really encouraged her to get to know the business side, to get to take business courses. What is your take on that? Because I find that as artists, I'm an artist, you're an artist, we want to focus on the art, right?
Yeah.
But we get caught up in, like, producing the art, writing, filming, directing,
exactly.
Producing, all of that stuff. And then the business side of it, the money, the finance, the accounting, the looking for money, the building a base from where you can actually work. has been like neglected. How do you?
Yeah, big time.
Is that something that you've experienced, and how have you like surmounted the challenges of that?
That's something I've experienced. I'm still experiencing, and I'm still trying to overcome pretty much, because exactly that, as an artist, I'm super hands-on. I record all the songs from the album. I record it myself. I go to the studio myself. I do. So, but again, everything else was just not happening. Like, I was just getting a lot of music out, but no money. And the no money part starts hitting you. But then it's also, I'm looking online and I'm seeing just people that I won't put down anyone's talent, but just people that I wouldn't say are as talented as others, but they know how to handle their business.
They're hustling.
So they're actually more successful. Exactly. So they're more successful than talented people because they're hustling. And then that really just made me sit back and be like, hey, what am I not doing? So right now I'm actually currently working on a formula, and I'm trying to build a formula that I can actually give to other people and be like, this is what we need to do to keep it rolling, because it is a lot of confusion. That was the best part of having my brother as my partner. At one point, he would do the business part. But like once he started taking out the OFC and doing his own thing, I had to really rock back and be like, it's either I miss all these opportunities or I have to focus. And I had to really, it took me like maybe a year. I was just reading up stuff. I would buy different courses for online courses just to see how people were doing, even Facebook ads and just things on the back end. Because if you just keep throwing money at things, it's not the way. And there's a lot of ways to save money, and there's a lot of free money that people are getting that we're just not looking into. And yeah, it's an issue, but once once your pockets and everything start getting too tight, you have to stop and say, okay, it's either I don't make art anymore and I have to go get a job or do something that I don't want to do, or I really focus on how to get paid from this art, and you start dissecting it from there. But yeah, it's something I'm still working on. I don't have all the answers for it right now. I've figured out how to like do with the sweater. I made this sweater. I what's it called?
What does it say?
Challenge
tradition.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something I'll question what you know pretty much. But it's just even selling merch. It's the first time that I'm really getting on to selling merch, and
you're selling merch too. Website.
Yeah.
Where are you like selling the merch?
MCDSolo.com. You go on MCDSolo.com, okay. And it ships everywhere. And you can buy it online, and we ship worldwide, and everything's online. And even that drop shipping, there's just so many different avenues. Drop shipping is how, that's a gem for some of you artists out there that if you don't know, it's how you can make clothes but not actually put up upfront costs. So you make it, and as long as it gets ordered, then the company will make it, and you put your price point on it. They give you back. They have their price point, you put your price point, and then they'll make it for you and ship it out. That's just right there. That's just a piece of game for some artists that I never knew, but a lot of artists did know, and they've been doing it for a long time. So it's just really, I have to take the time to stop and hit up Google and just how to do things without killing my pocket.
Yeah.
And that's crucial. Just to keep, minimize the cost as much as possible. But luckily the game is changing. The internet is really making things a lot easier.
I think it's
really
nice that you're willing to share those tips. I find a lot of people, they learn a way or they figure out how to do something better, and they hold that stuff in. What is it, or why is it that you feel the need to share what some people would keep for themselves?
As a Montreal artist, I just really like to see our city. Like whenever I'm giving out things in my mind, I'm just talking to Montrealers, even though there's more people that's probably listening. But I just want to see our city on a level. It's just, I don't know if all the other artists, a lot of artists just want to see themselves on a level. But like, I know once we're all there, it's just going to feel different. The whole vibe is going to be different. And it's like, I feel like we're all on the same team. We're all like, we're not intercity yet. We're all on this house league team trying to figure it out. So there's no sense of
how you put Montreal in the house league.
But I'm saying, like, we're not house league, but with us, we are. Like, we shouldn't be competing with each other. When we go against the world, it's me, okay, Kim, okay, and everybody
internally,
against
internally,
the world.
We're House League.
Exactly. Internally, okay, we're House League. So we there's no sense in me, like, I just dunked on you. Okay, congratulations, bro. Like, that means nothing because we're all on the inside team. But, like, we need to look good as a unit. So when we start going out and damaging the rest of the world, we all know that, okay, as a home, as a hub, we know that we all have each other and we all push each other, and then we all go out to the world and we just damage things. That, and I'm confident in my skill level, so I never felt that me giving someone else advice would dim my light. It's, okay. I shine as bright as I shine, yeah, and me giving someone else advice is not going to prevent me from shining. I feel like it's when people aren't confident in their own skills, they get scared to give out information because they're like, oh, you could take my information and go past me because you probably have more skills than me. So I don't feel that. I think my skills are up there as well as anybody else's. So I have no problem sharing information.
And what do you think about the Montreal music scene? Do you think it can be as great as well? I know people look at Toronto as sort of like the center of music, mm-hmm, for Canada. How does that make you feel? Do you feel like we have something going on here that's bigger and better and just not really getting the plate?
Yep. I don't know about bigger, but because I'm from Montreal, Toronto, people that's listening, you guys aren't going to be too angry here, but yes, I think Montreal is better. And I just think we're more diverse. I think we have a lot of talent here, and like, I just feel like it's the other part of our scene that still kind of needs work, as in, like, promoters or venues. And, like, you know, we still don't have that many locations we can go to. We don't have that many stations. Shouts to CKT. But other than that, we don't really have that much push for artists, that much things for artists to do to get money. Because, like, again, promotion, doing shows, that's crucial. Like, but there's no real promoters that's looking at the up-and-coming acts like, okay, you know what? I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put my dollars behind this and put a show behind you and sell some tickets. And what we still do is the whole, like, if you can't sell your tickets, then we ain't going. And that needs to change a bit. Like, I find it's just the behind the scenes of the industry that needs to be fixed. But art-wise, I feel like we're up
there
with anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah. On every level, too. Spoken word, hip-hop, singing, every level, where we damage.
I don't know. I feel as though the Montreal crowd is more receptive as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've sensed that. I don't know if you've performed in different places, different cities, and seen like a difference in terms of the reception.
Not so much. I've performed in Toronto a few times, but. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Montreal for me is always home, so I've always gotten a good reception from Montreal crowds.
Nice. Sure. What were your performances like in Toronto?
They were good. It was pretty much like school tour kind of energy, so it was really just positive, giving speeches. It wasn't like I didn't do like hardcore hip hop shows. I did like really light, you know, that the same vibe as the school shows. So it was still pretty good.
Just I'm so curious about the school shows.
Well, we're going to take a little break because we do have to play some of Solo's tracks. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Quisiera tenerte un momento para estar al lado de ti. Quisiera que esto fuera un cuento para yo poder escribir y contar lo que yo quiera. Poner todos los finales felices y que tuviera conmigo la vida entera. De colores todo a mi manera. Yo te conozco, bebé, nadie me empata. Sé que lo que a ti te mata. Soy como un superhéroe sin capa, no te tengo, es una lata. Seguiré soñando, aunque a veces ya no quiera, yo te termino pensando. Te sigo extrañando, como Dorian Emo te sigo buscando.
I still think about you, and all the things we did, what we didn't do. We were supposed to win, now we end up losing. I still think about you, and all the things we did, what we didn't do.
Can I make you mine for a minute? Yeah, I know we said that we shouldn't, but you know tonight I gotta get it. It's about it. See you every day. Now I can't remember last time I seen your face. No text, no call, yo. I've been looking for you all, though. You said, fuck, let it die out. I'll be thinking about it when I'm blamed out. How we went the wrong route, you know, like left. And now I'm wishing you the best. I'm lying, cause low key I wish you hit me up. I see you trying, but there can't be no other us. The way we laugh to the way we fool. Do you remember them times like Mike, the way I held you up? Huh? I mean, like, I ain't trying to hate. You got a new man that you dominate. Making sure your heart's safe. Yeah, that's all okay, cause I know you're thinking about me.
De todo lo que hicimos, lo que vivimos, cosas que hablamos, nunca cumplimos. Yo todavía pienso en ti. De todo lo que hicimos, lo que vivimos, cosas que hablamos, y nunca cumplimos.
And I still think about you. Can I make you mine for a minute? Yeah, I know we said that we shouldn't, but you know tonight. 5 a.m. Woken up by the phone. At the end of the line was Tyrone. Said it was important. He was outside. Got some news on the move that could probably change our lives. This sounded hype. I let him in. Little did I know that was beginning of the end. Took a step in, started talking about a lick. About a million cash and a half a million bricks. I asked him who the Vic. That's when he started dancing, verbally. All around the question, acting like he ain't hearing me. Proceeded with the when and the how. He said the night that we go in, all the system be down. He got the blueprint to the crib, combos to the safe. All of that intel, but I can't get a name. I asked his again, like, who the hell we hitting? I mean, like, really, where'd you get this information? That's when he started pacing on some back and forth shit. Still insane Nathan on some straight ignore shit. I knew he bout to lie from the time he took the answer. Looked me in the eye and said he got it from Samantha. Chick that he been f***ing, that been f***ing the cop. And he been bussin', bring the work to a spot. So we gon' go in and take all that he got. Simple as that, you bout it or not. I'm like, usually I would've said no. I mean, a job from this chick, but so I don't really trust Tyrone. But I ain't gon' lie, I mean, these stakes were kinda high. So you know I said, f***ing, and I closed my third eye. Alright, okay, let's do it. Long as I decide what we gon' do next. Call my n***a Mills, he gon' be behind the wheel. Call my n***a C, and he gon' have my back. Pause. Look, I mean, like, he gon' have the strap. And anything go wrong, we are laying flat. That includes you, Tyrone. I tell you like this, I ain't the one that called you. I ain't Badu's ex. A week later, the night of, Samantha did depart. She took the mark to some nightclub, yeah. And now we in the crib searching.
Apologies in order to the mothers and daughters. We were supposed to protect you, and we let you get slaughtered. We became your danger, turned your love to anger. Treated you like strangers, turned around and blamed you. Even f***ed with your crown, European just style. You were supposed to stand out, now you try and be down. Oh, you try and fit in, got you bleaching your skin. That's some pain from within, now we play our part in. Damn, too much attitude, what does that even mean? The hardest shells usually lead to the sweetest kings. Black and brown queens, creators of the earth. I know it hurts, for what it's worth, I'm sorry. Most of us out here is insecure, and we self-sabotage when the love is pure. It's immature, but it's still the truth. It's no excuse, this is overdue. Apologies in order.
Too late to apologize.
see when you hurting, you the spread the hurt. Most of us don't even know that we hurting, that's what makes it worse. Pops left, mama going to work, then she going to church, praying hard for a miracle. Got you scared to communicate, cause you don't want to add more to a plate. Can't tell your friends cause we all going through the same thing. Everybody on some suck it up, gotta maintain, and that's all you've been trying to do. True shit, imagine trying to build a fucking house, no blueprint, but you still had to make it happen. While you trying to figure that out, don't get caught lacking. No capping, feds is killing, and your people too.
We are back,
and
we are
used
back,
to be the ones
back,
that grew up just like you. So the next apology has gotta go to me. I ain't know what you were going through, but now I see. Honestly, apologies in order.
Renee Jordan.
And we have on the air with us MC Solo Montreal, Solo, if you know him. Yeah, he's a local artist here in Montreal. And Renee, before the break, you had a question that that you wanted to ask.
So you mentioned that you do a lot of school tours, and I was just curious how those school tours go. I mean, do you just come on and sing, or is there like a message that you try to impart to them first, or are you trying to motivate them? Like, what's the grounds for the school tours?
Well, the breakdown is a message and performance, but what we usually do is we actually invite an artist out to perform as well. We had a host, an opening act from a different artist, and then when I come on, I usually do a speech. I perform, speech, perform again. One of our best years ever, one of them, because we had many awesome years with a lot of awesome features, but our best year was with Bad News. He was opening all the shows, and yeah, so he would come kill it with the harmonica. No teacher, no student expects to ever see that. Teachers liked it because it was the harmonica. Students liked it because he would do it on new age beats, and yeah, so he would do that, and he would explain to them that just the same way no one expected to see him do that, it's the same way you can do whatever you would like to do in life, as long as you know, if you focus on your goal. And then my message was always just to be yourself. It was always to be yourself, to focus on your future, to focus on, even as you're in high school, you could start thinking about the future. It was really just to not waste your time in school. That was really my message, because as a student, I was someone in school who was wasting time. So it's like, if I knew half the things I knew, I would actually take in school more serious. And that was really the message, to try to get them to understand that, you know, they're in a great position right now, and they need to take advantage of it while they have people around them that, like, care. And yeah, and we just really encouraged them. And yeah, it was like a party at the end of the day, though. Kids would miss the bus, like, that's when I realized we were doing something good, when students would take the chance to miss the bus, and I was like, whoa, I never did that for an assembly. As soon as assemblies were done, we were like, oh, it's almost time for the bus, and we would leave early, but these, at our shows, they would wait, miss the bus, all types of things, parents have to come get them, and yeah. So the message, though, was really believe in yourself, and take advantage of the opportunities you have around you.
And what would you say is the best thing that anybody has ever told you, or any of the students have ever told you after a performance?
There's been a few. There's one time where there was a teacher, because I used to perform this song called Mary. It's a deep record. If you guys get time, check it out on my website as well, on the Khalil album. But it's about a girl who's been molested. And it's like, it's a whole story song, but teachers would come up to me after and be like, you don't know this, but I'm married. And that was big for me. I would see people crying. It would just be different. And then student-wise, there's been a few students that are like, they pulled me aside and said, today was the last day I was going to be in school, and like, I'm going to keep going because of you. Or like, I was ready to give up, and like, just things like that. They would pull me to the side or send me messages like, you don't know this, but the message you did today saved my life, and things like that. So that was really, really mega for me.
Whoa.
How do you think your life would have been if you had kept all those lyrics in a book?
I'd probably just be an angrier person, because it's music really really is therapy for me. Like, it really helps me focus my energy on something. It helps me express myself. And before I started, like, really performing and taking it serious, I wasn't the most